CRI News, this is Wen Jie. Chinese President Xi Jinping has said that China stands ready to work with South Korea to bring bilateral ties back to the normal track. Xi Jinping made the remarks while meeting with Lee Han-chun, special envoy of South Korean President Moon Jae-in. He says China would like to work with South Korea to safeguard the hard-won achievements of bilateral ties. The Chinese president also calls on both sides to consolidate the mutual political trust and properly handle divergences on the basis of mutual understanding and mutual respect. Chinese State Councilor Yang Jiechi also held a separate meeting with the South Korean envoy. China and the Philippines have confirmed the establishment of a biannual bilateral consultation mechanism on the South China Sea. The announcement was made in a joint press release issued on Friday after the first consultation meeting between the two sides over the issue. Under the new mechanism, officials from the respective foreign ministries and maritime affairs agencies will meet alternately in the two countries once every 6 months. Consensus on setting up the BCM was reached during diplomatic consultations between the two foreign ministries this January. During Friday's meeting, China's Vice Foreign Minister Liu Jianmin also said China hoped there would be some joint development in gas and oil even before maritime disputes are ultimately solved. China has warned the United States close-up surveillance of China can easily cause misunderstandings. A Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson made the remarks in response to reports about China's interception of a U.S. military aircraft over the East China Sea. Two Chinese fighter jets intercepted a U.S. military aircraft designed to detect radiation over the East China Sea on Wednesday. A U.S. Air Force spokesperson said the aircraft was carrying out a routine mission over international airspace and was operating in accordance with international law. The Chinese spokesperson urged the U.S. to have more respect for China's security concerns, saying such close-up surveillance is highly likely to cause misunderstandings, misjudgments, or unexpected incidents. The first crude oil from Myanmar has reached China via a crude oil pipeline between the two countries. China National Petroleum Corporation said the oil has reached Rai Li in Yunnan province bordering Myanmar. The oil will continue to flow through the pipeline for 650 kilometers at a speed of about 50 kilometers per day before reaching the company's branch in the province. The over 1,400-kilometer-long cross-border pipeline is part of the China-Myanmar Oil and Gas Pipeline Project. The project includes a crude oil pipeline and a gas pipeline. The Kremlin has announced that Russian President Vladimir Putin will meet with Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte in Moscow on Thursday. Topics of discussion between the two are expected to cover bilateral cooperation in political, economic, trade, cultural, and humanitarian spheres. Russian authorities said the two leaders will also discuss international and regional issues, especially related to the stability and security of the Asia-Pacific region. As part of Duterte's trip, the two sides are also expected to adopt a joint statement. Sweden's top prosecutor has decided to drop an investigation into a rape claim against Julian Assange after almost 7 years. The announcement means the WikiLeaks leader no longer faces sex crime allegations in Sweden. However, British police say he is still wanted in Britain for jumping bail in 2012. Assange is still inside the Ecuadorian embassy in London, where he has lived for nearly 5 years. Assange has indicated concerns that he may face indictment in the United States for his role at the helm of the WikiLeaks. U.S. President Donald Trump has departed Washington for his first foreign trip abroad. Trump heads to Saudi Arabia and will make stops next week in Israel, Belgium, and Italy. His trip is overshadowed by a political uproar in Washington over his firing of former FBI Director James Comey and the subsequent appointment of a special counsel to look into allegations of Russian meddling in the 2016 election and potential ties with his campaign. The president is also facing allegations that he pressed James Comey to stop investigating former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. For CRI News, I'm Wen Jie.